Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Top of the hour news, you might have heard something like what I heard. Jumpin' Joe Biden said yesterday that Trump, I think he used the word Trump. I'm going to try to quote this. And this is from The Washington Post, and NBC News. Let's use NBC News. Quote, Biden says Trump is first racist U.S. president. Quote, we've had racists, and they've existed. They've tried to get elected president, but he's the first one that has. End quote. That's what Biden said. What a buffoon. And I'll tell you why. George Washington, the first president of the United States, 1789 to 1797, he was in office. He had 317 slaves. And they're all black. Is that racist? How about Thomas Jefferson? 200. James Madison? 100. Over 100. James Monroe? 75. Andrew Jackson had him less than 200. Martin Van Buren had one. William Henry Harrison had 11. John Taylor had Tyler had 70. James Knox Polk had 25. Zachary Taylor less than 150. Andrew Johnson 8. And Ulysses S. Grant. He served as general of the Union Army, you know, to fight slavery. He only had 5. So here we have Jumpin' Joe. He wants to be president, says that Donald Trump is the first racist president. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who presided over World War II, or most of it, had the American troops segregated, black separate from everybody else. That's in World War II. That's like 1941 to 1945. So I just want to tell you that the inaccuracy of what I heard on the news, top of the hour news, by, not that the news was inaccurate, but what Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist said is inaccurate, at least the way I would define it. Okay, so I talked about home air conditioning system. Boy, you know, I was up late last night. At midnight, the internet went down. At midnight. At midnight. Now, why am I saying it that way? Because it didn't go down before midnight. It went down at midnight. It was taken down. And so, you know, it used to be that the telephone company would send me an email and they'd say, and this is like 15 years ago, same telephone company, by the way, CenturyTel/CenturyLink. They would say, yeah, we're going to be taking it down for servicing in about a week, and here's the date, and here are the hours it's going to be down, so I just want to let you all know, so, you know, you can prepare accordingly. That was then. Now they don't do that. They just take it down. No warning, they just do it. No need to be polite to the customers. Heck, there's nobody for us to call. Who are you going to call? Who are you going to... See, that's why we have this second American Revolution / Civil War. Because there's nobody to call. Just like Arjun said. You know, he's got a company that owes him about $12,000. They won't pay him. And he called the government and they said, nah, we can't help you. See, people are frosted. Frosted because they thought that the government was here to help us. No. They're here to help themselves to whatever we have. So we have to help ourselves. And that's what this broadcast is all about. Okay. So I went through the numbers of the air conditioning system problem. So is R22 free and still available? Yes, it is. Now, why is it becoming harder to get? Because the government said you will phase out R22. The government said that. And you'll replace it with something else, like a new kind of refrigerant, which means a new kind of compressor, new size coils, new size everything. And so you need new equipment. That's which costs more for the guy to buy to work on. Because he already has the equipment for the old system. He has to get the new equipment. He has to have the new gases, the Freon, etc. Well, Freon actually is a refrigerant, but Freon is a brand name from DuPont. It's now Chemours, C-H-E-M-O-U-R-S. So that's the brand name. So maybe we should just use the word refrigerant. And refrigerant is sold by the pound. But you don't necessarily get a pound in a can. So those little cans you buy at the auto parts store, Chinese factory outlet, you know, of R134A for cars, are 12 ounces. So the confusing question is, how many ounces of Freon is a pound? Well, you learned this in elementary school. 12 is not a pound. So the 12 ounces in the can is 3/4 of a pound. A pound is still 16 ounces. So when you look under the hood and it says that your vehicle uses 2.0 pounds, that's 16 plus 16 ounces. That would be 2 pounds. Not two cans of 12 ounces each. So I just want to let you know that that's what that means. Okay. Back in the 1980s, or until the 1980s, Freon used to be called R12, and it was a DuPont product, patented, and it really worked well. It was not flammable, and it was sold in 14-ounce cans, and it worked great. But the EPA said, no, you can't have it anymore. So R12 is not used anymore. It's not manufactured anymore. So if you have some old cans, they're more valuable than they were then. They were 79 cents a can of 14 ounces. Now it's probably $40 for that unused can. It's been replaced with a refrigerant called R134A. Now that's sold in 12-ounce cans or 30-pound bottles. So just want to let you know that a can of Freon is not a pound. It's 3/4 of a pound if it's 12 ounces. So how much does it cost? Well, we called a company maybe 25 miles away, because I asked my son to call him. I said, I'd just like to know, what's it cost to have an automobile air conditioning system recharged? How much does it cost? The answer is $150. So how much is the refrigerant? Well, it's 134A, typically, unless you have a brand new vehicle. That'd be R1234YF, which is a lot more expensive. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But you can charge if you're just low on Freon, you can charge that system yourself. And you got to be really, really careful. Make sure you watch a whole bunch of videos on how to do it. And you wear eye protection and wear some leather gloves because and a long sleeve shirt and blue jeans kind of thing, because when this gas escapes, if you have a leak, it freezes very quickly. So you can get frostbite. You can lose eyes, limbs, fingers. So be really, really careful. You can get burned by ultra, ultra cold. So you got to know what you're doing. So make sure you watch a whole bunch of videos. And don't do it because I'm mentioning this. I'm just saying if you decide that you want to, you can learn how to do it. And you probably can do it. They make recharge kits for your air conditioning system. You can buy them at Chinese Factory Outlet. You can buy it at AutoZone. You can buy it at O'Reilly's, Pep Boys, all those places. And they typically have a little gauge and a hose and a can of refrigerant R134A. And you have to make sure you put the right refrigerant in. So it'll say under your hood, there'll be a label that'll tell you what kind of refrigerant and how much. And You can buy a kit, and it's probably, I don't know, $25 for the gauge, the tap, and a can of Freon. Now, for us, we have some systems that leak. And it's not cost-effective to fix them. You know, to replace the compressor, and an old compressor from 1984, and they don't make them anymore, and the rebuilt ones are no good because they're all old, rebuilt, worn-out ones anyway, and so they've been rebuilt to the point where they still leak even if they're rebuilt. So I just add a little bit of Freon, or R134A, and it leaks out, and next year I put some more in. So how much does it cost? Well, if you decide to buy R134A, you can buy it on eBay, shipped, no tax, $424 for 30 pounds. $124 for a big cylinder of it, 30 pounds. So that's roughly $4.13 a pound. That's a 16-ounce pound. Or you can go to Sam's Club, and you can buy a case of it for about $3.60 a can if you buy it by the case of cans. And the case is, you know, less than $40. So I do both of those. The cans, the small cans, are way, way more convenient. Way more convenient, because if you use the 30-pound cylinder, you have to have a scale, you have to weigh the starting weight, and then you have to weigh, you know, how much you put in. It's kind of a nuisance. So the cans are a great way to go. And I suggest, you know, you consider that. Now, what we've done is we like AutoZone. They're really nice to us. But their cans of Freon were about $7 a can, or $8 a can, or $9 or $10 for the equivalent. I mean, different label on the can, but it's the same contents. So we tell them, yeah, we'd like to buy it from you guys, but we can get it from Sam's Club for $3.66 a can. And they go, I'll tell you what, we'll match it. How many do you want? So we tell them how many cases we want. Now, I think you ought to consider getting some Freon for your air conditioning system, if you're inclined to do that, because it's going to leak out. There's no question it's going to leak out. It's just a question of when. I believe that all the refrigerant that's ever made is going to go into the atmosphere. I believe that. Or almost all of it. Because if you have a car accident, psh, out it comes. If you don't run your air conditioner once a week, the seals on the compressor leak. The under-the-hood temperatures are really, really hot. And it causes the hose to become the hoses, the rubber hoses that the refrigerant flows through, to become weaker. They leak. Then there are O-rings. They become brittle and they leak. Then there are Schrader valves where you fill the refrigerant into the system. And they leak. So there's like a lot of places where you can have leaks. And you do. So you might want to get some Freon. I think you ought to get 12 cans. I've got 12 cans just for my tractor. Because I know that's only 6 years worth. I know that. And they're going to phase out Freon R134A really soon. And when they do that, the price goes way up. Why? Because they're not making it anymore. So how do you get it? Well, they take it out of the old systems. They have Freon recovery systems. By the way, let me tell you this. This is amazing. So when a company that will recharge your system, that just means add Freon, right? What they do is they have this machine, it's several thousand dollars, and they hook up two hoses to your air conditioning system. They're little valve caps. They unscrew these little valve caps, pop these hoses on, type in or program in the model, year, make of your car, and it does everything. Charges it, come back 15 minutes later, it's all done. Kind of neat. You get a bill for $150, they put, I don't know, a pound or two of pounds of Freon in there, or R134A. Cost them $8 and, I don't know, $8 and a few cents. $8.26 for 2 pounds of Freon. They charge you $150. But here's what they didn't do. They didn't check to see if they have any leaks. They didn't look at the Schrader valve to see if that's leaking. They didn't look at the compressor to see if there's any oil around it. They didn't put a dye in there to see that when it does leak, you can use an ultraviolet light to find out where the dye is leaking out. And you go, oh, that's where the leak is, and you can replace that part. So here's what happens. You pay $150, you drive away, and a couple weeks later, you go,
geez. Turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine, it only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it's just me today. By the way, class, I want to let you know that I've got an atomic clock. I actually have two of them, a digital one, which I don't like, and an analog one. It looks like an old school clock on the wall here in the studio. And I look at them. The digital clock is just to let me know what the time is when the analog clock quits. Okay, so that's why I have a backup, and that's why it's a digital one. I don't use a digital clock. I don't like it because I can't see the rate of change of the second hand, because there is no second hand on a digital clock. So I have the old-fashioned, you know, white face, black numbers, black hands, and red second hand analog atomic clock. And so I should, if I were paying attention, be able to keep up with, you know, the commercials and, you know, when they're going to be fading in and that kind of thing. But I don't do that so much. I actually fly by the audio. So when I hear the outroduction or the introduction, that's my cue, and I know how long they run in my mind. So that's how I broadcast. So I'm really not. I don't have somebody waving at me. There's nobody in the studio but me and a couple of Colts. One's an AR-15, the other's a 45 ACP. So there's nobody in the studio waving at me, telling me, you know, pay attention. So it's just me. So, you know, that's how come I just went talking right into the commercial break. Happens, you know, every once in a while. Something else I wanted to mention. I'm a little off topic, but, you know, who is USA Prepare? Who are we? What are we? Well, we're a loose organization of volunteers. There's no contracts. There's no contracts with anybody at USA Prepares. None of the instructors has a contract with me. I don't have one with them. I don't have one with any radio station or networks, and that's very unusual, because in radio, people have contracts. They say, you know, you're going to show up on time, here are the hours, and we'll give you the slot, and you have to do the following things. I don't have any of that. There's no contract. There's no contract with Republic Broadcasting Network and me. There's no contract with Genesis Communications Network and me. There's no contract with any of our affiliates. There's no contract with the satellite companies. There's no contracts. Nobody gets paid. I don't get paid. The instructors don't get paid. There are no written rules. It's all understood that if you're an instructor, you have to show up. You have to have coaching points. You have to have actionable information. No swearing. And we don't take contributions. We're not funded. Nobody pays us. We're not underwritten by anything or anyone. There's no money coming in. It's just a bunch of people who want to volunteer here to teach. And that's what we do. We teach. And that's why we're such a problem for the other team, because they can't cut off our funding. There is no funding. We don't even take contributions. I've gotten calls from several people, and they say, hey, we want to send you some money. And I go, yeah, that's really very kind of you. But we don't do that. We don't take money. We don't accept money. We do not take donations. There's no way for you to send us money, and we won't accept it anyway. So I just wanted to share with you, that's kind of who we are. The only reason we're doing this is because we want to. And if we don't want to, we'll stop. And I have a feeling that some people are afraid that we're just going to stop. They don't want us to stop, so they want us to hang around. So they want to give us money, but we're not, that won't work. I mean, it's a very kind thought to offer me money to do this. I will fund this from my wallet if I can. And if I can't, we're going away. It's as simple as that. Maybe somebody else can pick up the mantle. Okay, so we talked about air conditioning systems, and I mentioned that the typical company will charge you $150, and they'll put Freon in, or 134A refrigerant. But they don't check anything. They don't check to see, where did it go? How come there's no Freon in this, or how come it's low? Obviously, it leaked out. And it leaked out from someplace, or some places. But what they do is they put more Freon in, and then a couple weeks later, you come back and you say, yo, this isn't working so good. It was like when I left here a couple weeks ago, or yesterday, it's not working now. They go, oh, okay, we'll have to diagnose that. Now, that's another repair, you know, diagnosing what the problem is. So another hour, I don't know how much they charge for an hour, maybe $85 at the low end, maybe $120 if you happen to go to a Mercedes dealer. And what they do is they like to replace a lot of parts. You can do. And then you can be looking at a lot of money. So I did a quick search. We did a job yesterday. I'll tell you about it. I helped my son with it. I'll tell you what it was. I'll tell you about what it costs. I'll tell you what the internet says it costs. You won't believe the difference. We'll be right back.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1.4 million Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, well above the normal pre-pandemic average, and also 100,000 more than the week before, when analysts had forecast a slight drop in the week-to-week claim numbers. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler met with jeers, expletives, and calls to resign when he met with demonstrators last evening outside of the Justice Center in that city. He was asked why Portland police weren't arresting the federal agents that the president sent to the city.
I don't want police officers taking sides politically. They have to be content neutral and agnostic.
Tropical storm Gonzalo could turn into Hurricane Gonzalo later today. It's several hundred miles east of the Caribbean islands with winds of 65 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a source saying that the situation is that the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West. Apparently a recent Twitter rampage by Kanye. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so yesterday I was working in the shop and I was helping our son, and he was working on an air conditioning system, and he thought it'd be nice if Dad were there to give him a hand. So I was there, and this particular vehicle is a truck, and it needed a new expansion valve. And what do they cost? $40. 40. And these are just estimates, okay? And when you replace the expansion valve, you want to replace something called a receiver dryer. It's a filter, it's a receiver, it's a dryer. And it's like, if you're going to change the oil, do you want to change the oil filter too? The answer is yes. So this vehicle is 20 years old. It's got some wear on it, and the filter's, you know, got some contaminants in it. So the receiver dryer, it receives the Freon, it filters the Freon, and it dries the Freon. It has kind of a desiccant in it, and it removes moisture. So after 20 years, it's okay to change this thing. How much does that cost? $40. And you want to change the O-rings and the Schrader valve, and that's like a couple dollars more. So roughly, and with Freon it, let's say $10 a can. I'm talking retail prices now, right? $10 a can, four cans. This is a big truck. $40 more. So $40 for the expansion valve, $40 for the receiver dryer, $40 for the Freon. And those numbers probably include the, you know, the Schrader valves, these two like tire valves, okay? The inserts of the tire valve. It's $120 for parts, a couple hours labor. Our labor is $48.80 an hour. So it's not $100 an hour, $120 that Mercedes charges. It's less than half that. So the whole bill is like $220. Now, how much does the internet say that that job should cost? $571 at the low end, $811 at the high end. Now, at the high end, that's roughly four times the amount. Four times. So when I tell you you're being ripped off by these repair technicians for the heating, cooling, air conditioning, and automotive air conditioning, that's what I mean. How come we could do it for $220 and they charge $811? Do you think they're using different parts? The answer is no. They're using better Freon? The answer is no. They're greedy and they're overcharging. And that's part of why we are in the beginning stages of the Second American Revolution and the Second American Civil War. And I'm very serious about that. And it's getting worse. So here's a list, and boy, I really wanted to get to this a lot sooner, but I didn't. So I have a lot of items, actionable items on this list, and I guess it's going to, I'll probably continue this on Friday. I have 186 items on this list. So I was typing this up last night. Number one, a generator. And I suggest you consider getting the smallest size to fit your needs, which is probably the opposite of what most people will tell you. Get a big one. No, don't get a big one. Get the smallest size to fit your needs, because the smallest size will use the least amount of fuel. But don't load it more than 80%. So if you're going to use, let's say you only need 800 watts, a 1,000-watt generator will work. Okay? Now, if you load it to the maximum that it can do, it's working wide open, and it's really rough on it, and it won't last very long. So consider, what size do you need? And I'll tell you how to figure out what size you need, but that's going to take a little more detail. Number two, you're going to need fuel for your generator. Now, this is a big deal, because your generator is going to burn at least one half a gallon per hour to 1 gallon an hour. So between one half to a gallon an hour. Now, that's whether the generator, and these are rough numbers. I mean, you can challenge me on this and you can say I'm all wet, but that's not true. I'm actually giving you the right numbers to think about. So whether it's a gasoline generator or a propane generator or a diesel generator, you're going to burn between a half a gallon to a gallon an hour or more. So diesel fuel is the most, it contains the most energy. Gasoline would be next, and then propane would have the least amount of energy. That's per gallon. And you can buy propane by the gallon. You can buy gasoline by the gallon. You can buy diesel by the gallon. Rough numbers, diesel fuel has about 140,000 BTUs per gallon of energy. Gasoline about 100,000, propane about 90,000. So that's the ratio, 140 to 100 to 90. That's a big difference, right, between gasoline or diesel on the maximum side, gasoline in the middle, and diesel and propane on the low end. So gasoline will store about 6 months, possibly a year. But if you leave it in the carburetor, it will destroy the carburetor. Here's what happens. If you have a generator, you fire it up, and you go, let's check and see if this works. You go, and you big smile on your face, and it's working fine, and you plug in. I say, let's see if it runs a toaster, because that's a heavy use device. So if it runs a toaster, it can run a lot of little things, little appliances, lights and things. Because a toaster may use 1,500 watts. So you're grinning from ear to ear, it works fine, and you shut it off and you put it in the garage. You don't think about it until you need it, right? Well, the gasoline is sitting in the gas tank. It's slowly volatilizing, turning to varnish. The gas tank is probably plastic, so you don't have to worry about the gas tank rusting. Unless it's a Chinese generator, then the gas tank might be metal. Barely plated metal, so it's going to start to rust. Kind of like a Troy-built rototiller with a Chinese engine. And the gas tank rusts outside and inside. So, if it's plastic, it won't rust. But the gas sitting in the carburetor will, because of the government saying you will use gasoline with 10% ethanol alcohol. Alcohol is hygroscopic. It draws moisture. It creates an environment that corrodes the inside of the carburetor. It rusts the carburetor, if you will. It oxidizes the aluminum carburetor. And then the carburetor doesn't work right. So the engine doesn't work right. So the generator doesn't work right. All because you left the fuel in the carburetor. And why wouldn't you? Because you used to be able to do that. But not with ethanol in the fuel. So now, think, well, I'll just take the carburetor apart and clean it. Well, the gaskets on the internals of the carburetor do not like being taken out. What happens is they expand. So you open up that carburetor, you take the gasket out. Now the gasket's bigger than it used to be, and it won't fit back in. So you need a new gasket set. And you used to be able to buy those. It was common, carburetor rebuilding kit. You'd have a needle and a seat and some gaskets, and it was great. They don't make those anymore. So you need a new carburetor. Now, where do you get one of those? Well, they come from China. Regardless of where the engine's made, carburetors generally come from China. I'm not kidding. So that's a problem. So what you have to do with your generator is you test it, make sure it works, make sure you got the right oil in it, and you drain the fuel out, run the engine so that the carburetor is, all the fuel is consumed that was in the carburetor, all of it. Then you won't have this problem. But who wants to do that? Who remembers to do that? So most generators that people have, if they've done what I mentioned, they start them up, use them, test them, put them away. The next time they go to use it, they won't work. So if you have one, I can tell you with almost certainty that you're going to need another carburetor at some point. We've had to replace carburetors, and we know that they're going to go bad from leaving fuel in them, but they go bad anyway. So you might want to get a spare carburetor while you can still get one. And how much are they? They're really inexpensive. They're like $15 on eBay shipped, no tax. So you might want to get the right carburetor for your generator or your rototiller or your lawnmower or whatever device you have, weed whacker. You might want to get an extra carburetor. And shop around because the prices will vary, you know, from $15 to $50. But the cheap ones seem to work okay. eBay is the place to get those. Next on my list is a bread machine. Used ones are available, used to be available for $15 to $25, garage sales. People don't want them. Wait, yeah, they were a fad. Having a bread machine was a really neat thing. And so whoever owned it probably made one or two loaves and fell out of favor, and they put it under the counter in the cabinets and maybe moved it to the basement. And then let's clean out the basement and let's sell the bread machine. $15 to $25. If you buy one, make sure that they have Teflon pans, aluminum pans. The bread's made in them. Make sure it's not scratched in any way, shape, or form. Otherwise, you'll be eating the Teflon, which is poisonous in sufficient amounts. So you don't want to eat Teflon anyway. So you might want to, you know, look at it carefully. And they have these little paddles that are removable. Make sure it has the paddles that go with it. Some machines have one paddle. Some have two paddles. And it doesn't matter in my world whether the loaf is made long ways or vertically. I'm happy with both. So we have a bread machine in, you know, one of the standard brands. Nothing special. It works just fine, unless the power fails. So if you have it plugged into the grid and you're making bread and the power just blips, boop, goes off for just a fraction of a second, that microprocessor that controls the cycles of the bread machine, the, you know, the weight cycles, the heating cycles and all that, it gets confused. And you get to start over. Take out the dough or whatever stage it's in. You're probably going to have to discard it or feed it to the chickens. Because they generally don't have a let's redo this from the last point when the power was still working feature. They don't have that. The best brand, the absolute best brand that I've ever seen is a company called Zojiruchi. It's Japanese. It's top of the line. Ours aren't, but theirs is. Let me spell it. Zojiruhi. Zojiruhi. They're proud of it. It's the most expensive. But it is the king, in my opinion, of bread-making machines. Next item on the list to consider as we go down the drain in the United States of America. And we are. The supply chain is broken, and it's breaking even more every minute. The more protests, the more lockdowns. Even the White House is infected. I'm talking about with the coronavirus. It's infected lots of other ways, too. But specifically medically, it's infected with the coronavirus at several levels. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you some more things.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just got an email from Gene in Kentucky. And it says, you are no longer on RBN. Latest is 7/16/2020. Miss you. I listened via my Logitech internet radio through podcast. Was through RBN Archives podcast. Before that, GCN podcast. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're on RBN or not. I haven't checked. So, does anybody know? If so, you can call tomorrow. So tomorrow it's going to be, I'm going to continue this list of things I think you should consider and why you should consider them. And I've got a question. You know, if we lose affiliates, it's okay. It's okay with me. I'm not looking for it, but, you know, if it happens, it happens. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing and I'm going to voice my opinion as to what I think is happening and what I think you should consider doing about it. I'm certainly not going to tell you what to do, but I will tell you what my thoughts are. We're not talk radio. There's plenty of talk radio out there. We're do radio. And a lot of talk radio is becoming opinion radio. It's like something's in the news and radio has become, well, here's my opinion on what that person was saying, or that person was meaning to say, or I think that's what the underlying message is. There's lots of that. That's not who we are. We talk about what is happening and what you should do about it. And we're welcoming, challenges. I don't want to waste time with people challenging what my thoughts are, but, you know, if someone thinks I've lost my mind, I'm certainly willing to debate it, and we'll do it on the air. But I'm not going to waste your time doing it, okay? Because I think the message is you need to prepare. So here's what I'll do. I'll turn back on the email account. So if you want to send me a message, instructor@usapreparers.com, USAPREPARES, instructor@usapreparers.com. I'll turn it on for a while. Maybe a couple of days. If you want to send me a message, I will read it. I'm really busy, but I'd kind of like to know. Am I wasting your time? Did I waste your time with today's broadcast talking about air conditioning systems? I know it's complicated. I know most of you haven't had your hands, inside them. But I wanted to tell you what you need to think about, because you're being hosed. And it frosts me. So if you think I'm wasting your time, I'd love to hear that, because I don't want to waste your time. Because if I'm wasting your time, I'm wasting my time, and I don't want to do that either. But I share firsthand experiences, stories, all true, with you, things that have happened, like when Arjun called and wanted to know what to do. We had an answer for him. Absolutely. I know it'll work. Because we've done it. So instructor@usaprepares.com, it'll be up for a couple days. I'd like to know, are we wasting your time? What do you like about USA Prepares, if anything? What don't you like about USA Prepares? How can we make it better? Make it short, sweet, to the point, please. And I'll read them. Okay, next on the list is, you know, I mentioned bread machines. So you ought to consider getting one. And, of course, you need the supplies for it, like flour and yeast and so forth. Salt. Some lemon juice. Pots and pans. Revereware is the best value, in my opinion. The vintage ones from the 1960s and 1970s are heavier. The lids have rolled edges. They're smoother. There's an extra step in the manufacturing process. And they're fabulous. We still have the Revereware pots and pans that my mother had from the 60s. And my wife's mother had from the 60s. So that would be 60 years. And we're still using them every day. And they work great. And they're more expensive used than they were when they were brand new. Next thing you might want to consider, and they have copper bottoms. So if you're going to buy them, by the way, look for pits in the stainless steel, because there's a copper plating on the bottom. And if you look at the bottom of the pan, they have little pits. You don't want those. They're worn out, or almost worn out. So get the ones without pits, and you can get them. And you can buy them used. It's amazing that it seems like young people who inherit these can't wait to get rid of them, and they donate them to Goodwill and the junk stores and, you know, Federation for the Blind and Habitat for Humanity. They just can't wait to get rid of these things and buy some new Chinese substandard set of pots and pans. Okay, next, water filtration, ProPure or Berkey. Now, most stainless steel spinning, expanding and drawing seems to come from outside the United States. That would be dog bowls, pots, pans, lids, sinks. Pretty much whatever you want from stainless steel is probably coming from outside this country. If you need them, you ought to consider getting them right now. Now, I have switched from Berkey many years ago to ProPure. Why? Because I had some warranty issues for our customers. I bought a couple pallet loads of Berkey water filters. The filters broke, and I wanted to replace them for our customers. Berkey gave me a hard time. I said, you know what? Close my account. So I don't use Berkey anymore. I use ProPure. And I've talked to the CEO, and he started the company because he didn't like Berkey either because of warranty problems. We'll talk more about this on Friday. If you have any comments, instructor@Vincent.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.